لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسلا وأغلالا وسعيرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, the reminders of Quran in Surah Mubarakah Insan, a surah that is called as Surah for Mankind, with the name of Insan, that speaks about the birth and the beginning of human's life and its various developments and evolution in the life of human being. In the second verse and third, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, "Inna hadaynahu sabil," surely we have guided the mankind towards the path. We have guided mankind towards the way. Imma shakiran wa imma kafura. It's up to the mankind that either he should be grateful and thankful for what we have guided, or be ungrateful or unthankful. When you look at this verse, there are various lessons that we can learn from this verse of Quran, that we can see that guidance is being sent down in various forms. And as I've said, that there are various types of the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided in our instinct and in our nature. There is a guidance. He has guided us through the books. He has guided us through the prophets. And through the guidelines and Sharia that he has provided to the mankind. So there are certain types of the guidance that we have received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in order to accept what Allah has guided, he makes mankind as free being, and gives a complete freedom, a free will, that it's up to you that you accept or refuse. That means in the nature of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a complete freedom. And this complete freedom should be one of the greatest lessons that we as human beings should be learning. That in the basis of religion, we should also follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whosoever chooses any of the religion, then it should be their choice. We should not be forcing any religion to anybody. Yes, there can be enforcement in certain other things, but accepting an ideology and accepting a theology, that has to be choice of a human being. They have to be given complete choice and freedom, that they can choose whatever they like. Because Allah set the nature of human being on the freedom, and he has given a complete free will to the human being, that they can choose their path. When we look at the response of a human being, as Quran has stated, "Imma shakiran wa imma kafura," either he has to be thankful or kafur. But terms that are being used that are very interesting, that it could be said that imma shakiran wa imma kafira. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not used that. So shakir is equal to kafir. But when it's been said that either they have to be unthankful, ungrateful, it's been used kafur. What is the reason? The reason that when we look at the nature of mankind, when it receives the blessings, either they just don't bother about that, and if they come up to the level, they are shakir. They're only thankful. They do not exaggerate, go miles away and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're just thankful. That is the nature of human being. And we cannot even thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings that we receive. In ta'uddu ni'matullahi la tuhsuha. Blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are countless. And if they are countless, then thank also has to be countless. The term shakir is a ordinary thanking. And kafur, that means exaggeration in the kufr. When it comes to kufr, at that time mankind is kafur. It exaggerates in the kufr. Being unthankful, it exaggerates. But when it comes to the shukr, then it's only shakr. Only a little thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us, you know, think about ourselves, reflect for a while. That really, blessing that we receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we thank and go miles away thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many times really we stay in sajda thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing? We try to do minimum, and many, they don't bother even the minimum. That is our attitude as human being. That is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to speak about the response of human being, what guidance they have received, it's been said, imma shakiran wa imma kafura. And in rest of places also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about human being. When it's been used, some of the qualities of human being in response to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has used the form of exaggeration. For example, it's been said, innahu la ya'usun. Once it's been said, ya'is, somebody who is hopeless, despair. But when you like to say ya'us, that means somebody is full of despairness, full of hopelessness, a complete hopelessness. Innahu la ya'usun. And then lam, it's for emphasis. La ya'usun. He is definitely hopeless, a complete hopeless. Or it's been said in Quran, kana al-insanu ajula. It's not been said ajil. It's been said ajul. Ajul also, it becomes a kind of exaggeration. That hastening, full of hastening. Somebody who when likes to decide about things, at that time he's ajul. Does various things with ajala, by hastening. Does not have patience. Innal insana ajula. It's been also said, kana al-insanu qatura, that he's niggardly. Inna al-insanu khuliqa halu'a. So you can see that the same time of the terminology, it's been used in various verses. So those are just examples. Inna al-insanu khuliqa halu'a. He's been created hastily and temperament. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ جَزُوعًا. When any problem occurs in the life of human being, when any difficulty comes to the human being, it's been said, جَزُوعًا. He becomes full of grief. Then he thinks that everything it has come to my mind, nobody else has gone through. Although he knows that history has passed, thousands of human beings, they have already gone through those difficulties. This is not only me, it's not only we that we have started today. And at the same time, while we are living parallelly, there are many people, those who may have worse circumstances. But because of this kind of the condition that human being has, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ, when any evil touches the mankind, كَانَ جَزُوعًا, he becomes greatly grieved. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ, that surely mankind for his Lord is unthankful, ungrateful. لَكَنُود, that means the one who is versed in being ungrateful. That is why sometimes Quran says that والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. That if you look at the nature of human being, then in response to what it is receiving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, unless those who take themselves out of this khasarat and loss and being kanood, being jazur, become thankful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become grateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. That is why we have been asked that when you choose your belief at that time, you should have a complete free will that you can choose. But when you have chosen the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's important that we need to be grateful for the blessings of Allah. We have to be submissive before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we should be following the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we can be in the state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us as His servant. When it's been said, Imma shakiran wa imma kafura, our sixth Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, has translated this verse by saying, Arrafnahu, we have given a complete recognition. Orientation has been made. We made the orientation for human being. We have given complete recognition of our path. Imma akhidun wa imma tarikun. So either he's gonna accept and submit what we have guided, or is going to leave. So it's in the meaning of when we say shakir, that means akhid, the one who accepts, submits. After receiving guidance, our response should be akhid, not tariq. Our response should be shakir, not kafir. Those who are ungrateful for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have not been able to understand. That means when ma'rifat comes, arrafnahu, we have tried to give a complete recognition and understanding to the mankind. And we need to be thankful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Allah for the guidance that He has guided us. And if He was not been guiding, definitely we were being in the loss and we were being astray. And always be thankful for Allah that we can reach up to the level that is level of perfection in our life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah guide us towards the right path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clear all the errors in our life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive all the sins that we have committed in the past. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from every kind of the sins. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make us obedient servant of His law. I ask Allah, may Allah raise us on the day of judgment with Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. I ask Allah, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjil fi faraj maulana sahib al-zaman waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarih. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad, لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاصد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. First of all, I would like to extend my congratulations for the days of the commemoration for the birth of a personality that is called Ma'asuma Fatima Salamullah Alayha. The daughter of our seventh Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salatu wasalam. A city that has been a reason for formation of the city that has become city of the piety, a holy city, and that has become a holy land because of this personality of Ma'asuma. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this city with a very important house in the world, and many of the people and researchers from all over the world, they try to head toward this city, and that is because of the recognition of this city with Ma'asuma. As with the name and the character, she was one of the personality that was Ma'asuma, and that is the real sister of our eighth Imam. Although our seventh Imam had many children, but from the side of mother, the only sister for eighth Imam, that is Hazrat Ma'asuma. She becomes closest to Imam Rida, and her closeness that can be found in the hadith. And somebody yesterday night, I was speaking about the Qum, and the question was raised that do we have traditions about the city of Qum? Alhamdulillah, today there are books being published about the traditions and ahadith about the city of Qum. And our A'imma alayhi salam have spoken about that, and the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, also has spoken. And there were many predictions that were being made from the time of Prophet, peace be upon him, and by time going, all A'imma alayhi salam have spoken about this city. So city is one of the peaceful city and one of the holy land on the earth, and that is being prepared for Hazrat Ma'asuma. And when we look at the fruits of this city today, alhamdulillah, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us, and we ask Allah that may Allah keep protecting this city, which is paradise on the earth. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the advices that I would like to advise the community, that there is a culture outside which I can see in Western countries, living in Western countries, and especially by moving in North America, that there is a culture of meetings. And I've realized that we act a little, but meet more. If there is possibility, so because we have various committees, various, there is board and various organizations within our organization, and there are people, those who are from other organizations as well. But I feel that this culture, it comes from outside, from the offices, for example, where we work in management system, it comes from outside, and it's a bug. Islam does not want to have it. Islam wants to have action more and words less. Actions speak louder than the words, right? So we need to act more and meet less. If we can make this culture and promote that, do more rather than meet more. Meeting after meeting, meeting after meeting, that is not going to solve any problem. Rather, it's going to be problematic, and it causes issues that makes people hopeless. And when they don't see actions coming out of the meeting, then they would not like to continue those meetings. So it's important that we need to work on that, myself and everybody. Let us see that is that culture of Islam, how Islam wants to have it, what is the important thing that within organization, how we need to, you know, promote our culture, that is organizational culture. Think about organizational culture. Yes, meeting is a blessing. Meeting of mu'mineen is a blessing. But for a cause, then if we meet for a cause, then we need to act upon that, and we need to set the actions. And if actions are meeting, then we need to meet again, and we try that if we can work more and meet less. In the outside world, in the as we are entering to the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, today is the second of Dhul-Qa'dah. This is a month for the preparation for Hajj. A very important month is coming after holy month of Ramadan. Month of Dhul-Hijjah in Islam is very important month. That is the month that forms a larger gathering in this world, a congregation within the Muslim Ummah, that the people they gather on after the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah until 12th and 13th of Dhul-Hijjah in the city of Mecca. So while people are preparing for Hajj, we can see that Saudi government is taking some of the measures that are really sad measures, and it is on the news that the date for execution of one of the greatest personality in the Muslim world, Sheikh Ayatollah An-Nimr, it's getting close, although requests are being made from many governments and many communities, many organizations from all over the world. People have demanded from the Saudi government, but I don't see any response from the Saudi government, and I don't see any response from the court and judiciary of this country. So you can see that how arrogant is a government, that after a demand of thousands of people from all over the world and international demand, this government is not changing its decision, and it's not protecting one life and life of a preeminent scholar. We again demand on this Friday, and we pray for the long life of this personality. And we announce for this government, by executing one Sheikh An-Nimr, you will not be able to get rid of Sheikh An-Nimr. You will find that many An-Nimr are going to be born after the martyrdom of Sheikh An-Nimr, and they are going to take care of your government, and they are going to take care of the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and change this Saudi Arabia, that is one of the countries that has oppressed the people of this country, change this country into the country of justice, inshallah. And Palestine, when we see, brothers and sisters, today, there were massive rallies since many days, happiness and celebration. When we Look at the past events that have happened. Israel attacked on Lebanon, and after attacking on Lebanon, the most important cause for attack on Lebanon, that was a fight against the resistance forces and Hezbollah. And they wanted to completely destroy the major resources of Hezbollah and destroy this organization. But after 26 days or more, we had seen a complete victory for the resistance forces, and all Lebanese and Middle Eastern people, they celebrated the victory of Hezbollah in the past and defeat of Zionist regime. Today again, history has repeated that there was an important task that Israel had announced. So there were many tasks that Israel had announced. One of the tasks that it has announced that they would like to get rid of resistance forces, Hamas. They would like to break infrastructure of Hamas. They would like to break the infrastructure of missile where they are coming from. And they would like to break all the tunnels that are being made to take the resources for the Palestinian people. Now we can see that Israel has not been able to achieve any of the tasks. It has not. It has only been able to kill thousands of people in this country, break the houses of the people, take them out of their houses. Yes, there was lots of destruction. There were many people, those who have sacrificed. But at the end, what? We can see at the end, it has completely defeated in Palestine. And today, Palestinian people have been victorious people. They are winner because they have been able to protect their resistance forces. They have been able to protect their Hamas. They have been able to protect their government. And also, at the moment, the besiege that was being placed and the whole country was like hostage. Today, they have been able to get rid of that, and they have been able to open there as well. So this is the victory for the Palestinian people, and we congratulate the people of Palestine and all those supporters of this resistance force in this country. I hope that it is going to give more popularity to Hamas in all over the region, and it is going to be one of the strongest forces in the region that Israel ever think about that. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give complete success to the resistance forces, those who are fighting for the justice in this world, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them a complete victory. Another thing that I wanted to bring the attention of my brothers and sisters, that is a situation of security in our centers. Dear brothers and sisters, when we look at the world today, we can see there are completely unjust leaders. Unjust leaders, those who don't care about their communities, they don't care about the lives of people, but they care about killing the people, slaughtering the people. They are supporting organizations, those who slaughter the people, and then they put that on the internet, and they are proud on that. They are proud of killing thousands in Syria, for example. They are proud of killing thousands in Iraq, killing thousands in Afghanistan. These kind of leaders, today we are facing these kind of leaders. They support Israel openly. They support ISIL openly. They have supported Taliban openly. They have given their weapons. Their interviews are there. Their statements are there. Then only to cover that, sometimes they flip-flop. Sometimes they say that they are with ISIL, they are against ISIL. They have all the information. They have all the forces that they can completely vanish ISIL in one day. So let's see, for example, in the past, they said that in Africa, there was little incident. For that, all Western countries got together and they wanted to just free only 200 or something students. Now there are countries, those who are completely in hostage. Why all Western countries, they shouldn't get together and support Iraq, that it can completely vanish this fitna from this world? But they don't want to have it. They don't want to happen. They keep supporting. So when this is the situation, I just wanted to bring your attention to this. When this is the situation that we have leaders like that, those who are thirsty for the blood of people, do not trust on these leaders. They can do anything in anywhere, wherever their benefits are. And they will do that. Don't be living in this kind of this scenario that you are in peace. No, brothers and sisters, will not be living in the peace, because these people, they will not let world to have a world of peace. They are unjust leaders. They don't care about anything. They don't care about the bloodshed of people. And that is why we can see that every day security issue is increasing. When they like to speak about security at that time, they speak about their security sometimes. They don't care about security of any other country. For example, the United Kingdom and Prime Minister of United Kingdom, he says that there is a complete threat for United Kingdom. So let us ask where this threat comes from. Who is the cause for this threat? If you are the cause of threat, then why you are giving this statement that there is a threat for United Kingdom? There is a threat for whole world. There is a threat for whole region. Why you have to speak only for United Kingdom? You have to speak about the whole world, that is unpeaceful world and threat for the lives of people. So when this security issue is increasing, it is important for brothers and sisters that we all need to be vigilant. If community becomes vigilant, then organization is going to move. It's not responsibility of board only. It is not responsibility of committees, those who are leading the centers. It is responsibility of every individual that they have to be vigilant, and they have to ask from their board members that how you are moving forward for the security. Because if you don't have any concern, why anybody else has to have concern? You should have your concern, because it is your life. It's life of your children. It's life of everybody. And we need to be careful for that, because we don't have security systems, and governments are not going to support you. In many cases, they are not going to be supportive. Even we have to demand from the security forces, we have to demand the authorities that they have to provide the system, that when there is a security threat for the communities as well. That is going to happen when we are together, when we are united. But if somebody does not have concern, then same history is going to repeat as it is repeated in many places. People, they keep thinking until time comes that somebody, we have lost somebody. Then we are going to think, no, we should be smart. We have to think before anything happens in any community. In Pakistan, brothers and sisters, the protesters in Islamabad have entered into third week. Those who are protesting against the government, and they are demanding the change of government and the resignation of the government. And also, it's very dilemma in this country, that the country is facing many other major issues. For example, it faces security issue. It has the issue of the terrorism in this country. There is problem of economy. It's going down every single day. And the government and the responsible people in the government have not been able to even solve this issue with the group, those who are standing. And they don't have conflict resolution. They don't have ability to resolve the issues of the country. And that is really sad. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide security to this world. I ask Allah, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarihi. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati. وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله.